Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning.
Well, tell us a little bit about your time as CEO of Swim Australia.
Yes, so I've been with the organisation for 3.5 years now, and we're doing some wonderful stuff. We've got about 7,000 coach and teacher members and about 500 swim schools around the country. We're a registered training organisation. We have all sorts of qualifications. And if your kids are in Learn to Swim or some sort of swimming club, chances are their coach or teacher is a member of ours and has our qualifications.
Excellent. So we're in Swim Safer Week now through until Sunday. Tell us a little bit about what it's about.
Yeah, so Swim Safer Week is really, it's an annual event. We do it nationally. And it's an opportunity to put the spotlight back on water safety and Learn to Swim. And, you know, I guess it's a critical time of the year coming into summer with lots of people wanting to go to the beaches and enjoy all of our aquatic environments. And this is a chance really to just kind of get people back into the swing of things.
There's a bit of a high percentage, 41% of Aussie kids and parents have no intentions of starting swimming lessons. Now, I know on our coast how important it is that kids know how to swim properly, Brendan, because we live on the coast, we're near the beach, we've got swimming pools. So that's a bit of an alarming percentage.
It's very concerning for us, yes, you're right. And, you know, I think swimming is a core life skill. It's something that we believe every child should have the opportunity to do. And when we saw those statistics come through, we were really concerned not only about this summer, but about, you know, the potential for a generation of swimmers to miss out and not have that core life skill and not have the opportunity to go on and do other aquatic-related activities.
And you never know, you could be the next Ian Thorpe.
Well, let's hope so. We need another Ian Thorpe, don't we?
We sure do. Now, what about this new initiative, Swim It Forward?
Yeah, so with the research, we also found that the number one barrier for kids getting into Learn to Swim was financial. So the affordability was a big issue. And so Swim It Forward is much like a pay it forward approach. And what we're doing is saying there may be many families out there that can afford to not only put their kids through, but maybe purchase an extra swimming for a family that's in need. And so what we've done is created Swim It Forward, where people can, get into the disadvantaged communities, find some families that are at risk, have an application process, and try and put more people through Learn to Swim, because obviously the more people we can get into the programs, the more lives we can potentially save.
Yeah, it sounds like a great initiative. And for people listening here on our coast, Brendan, where can they get more information about some of maybe the local events taking place during Swim Safer Week?
Yes, so we've created a really great website. It's swimsafer.org.au. And on there, we've got water safety tips for parents. We've got a bunch of resources for swim schools. We've got a swim school finder where you can find out where the swim schools are that are participating in this. And we've also got the donate button for the Swim It Forward campaign.
Oh, awesome. Brendan, thanks so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. And swim safer, mate.
Yeah, thanks. You too.